Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Kids, listen to your mother.
Mom.
Welcome to Between Us Moms with Katie Kraft-Morg and Hallie Stevens-Drake. Hey, mamas, happy Friday. You did it. You made it to the weekend. We are proud of you, and we're so happy that you're here to spend 30 minutes with us. So let's just get to it. Katie, what's going on with you this week?
So I was trying to rack my head about the updates that I wanted to share today. And the first one that comes to mind is honestly just how often I was up peeing last night.
Oh.
The joys of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I honestly think Jason must have not, he was like in such a nice sleep coma that I don't think I woke him up, but I was up, like we go to bed pretty early. I want to say like 9:30, which is,
yeah,
feels really early. And then I was up at 10:30, 12:45, and also around like 2:30.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't remember it being like this with the first pregnancy until later in the pregnancy. So I'm like, did I just drink a lot of water yesterday or what is going on? So that's the first little quick thing. The other thing is, how do you feel when strangers come up and want to comment on your daughter, talk about your daughter, sort of like play by making faces at your daughter? What are your thoughts?
Interesting. You know, people have been pretty sweet to Dylan, so it doesn't bother me. I'm like, you are so cute and precious, so I get it. But when she was really little, I was like, get your potential COVID or whooping cough out of my child's face. Now I'm more like, yeah, she's cute. I get it. Smile at my daughter. Why? I've been around you and Kaya in public and everyone wants to talk about how cute she is. So
it's okay. Yesterday we went out. So Jason's been home this week, which is so nice. And last night we ran a bunch of errands and then we had dinner. And when I tell you that I felt like we were Nicole Kidman leaving the restaurant, I felt like we were Nicole Kidman leaving a restaurant. And it's like a weird invasion of privacy because everyone wanted to stop us and talk about Kaya.
Yeah, she's a beautiful baby. I mean, that
it makes me a little bit like, okay, sometimes I think it's cute. There was like this older gentleman kind of like making faces at her from his table and she thought it was so funny. And I'm sure in a way it like reminds her of like her own like grandpa or papa in a way. And that was cute. And he wanted to stop and like talk to us after the fact and tell us, you know, him and his wife, they're like, oh, we had two and they're in their 40s now, yada, yada, yada. But I don't know why I'm like, so it makes me like a little bit scared. I don't know why, but so we watched a while ago, like Sound of Freedom. And I know this is nothing like that, but I'm just so scared someone's just going to take her.
And yeah, I mean, your mama bear instincts kicked in.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I have this weird anxiety fear about it. And we had a weird situation with my sister's daughter when she was first born. Like a stranger literally came up and asked to hold her.
Oh, that, yeah, that's weird.
That's weird, right? And it's like, what if she held her and took off running? I don't know. I don't feel like I ever thought like this pre being a mom. And now I'm just so wary of people. And yes, most people are so nice and they just want to like look and be like, oh, your baby. some people, as soon as they like reach their hand out to like tickle her feet or tickle her leg, I'm like, ooh, like it makes my blood boil a little bit. Like, I did not give you permission to touch my daughter and I've never met you before. So I was wondering what your thoughts were, because yes, it's flattering, it's nice, but also it's a little bit worrisome to me.
Yeah. You know what? You bring up an interesting point though, and this is just devil's advocate. Mm. You do share Kaya on social media.
That's true.
And it's not like it's hard to find home addresses and stuff. So do you ever think about not sharing so much on social media? Because lately I have been pulling back on what I share of Dylan, because I've just been hearing stories about, we don't know the future of AI. We don't know, you know, what the potential risk is in the future of putting our children online today. So have you thought much about that?
Honestly, that's a really good point. And maybe I shouldn't put as much on her. I think I'm just so proud, and it was such a journey to have her, and I love her so much. And honestly, she is the majority of my days in my life. And
yes.
And so I do share her. And it's weird. Sometimes sisters like write to me and they're like, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful daughter. Like, I love to see, you know, these videos. And a lot of the time it's just, you know, moms or older moms, but yeah, that those people could be fake. Oh, the world is so icky.
I know. Well, and there's all these scary things, not to like start us off on this journey, but there are all these weird statistics about influencers who post their children on social media and they look to see how many saves it's gotten, and there'll be all these people saving content, you know, saving their posts. And that's weird too. I mean, trust me, I get it. When Dylan was born, I was essentially like, hey, here's my daughter, Dylan, who was born at Cedars-Sinai at X time. Her social security number is XYZ and her credit score is whatever. Like, I was so proud and I wanted to share every single thing, but now I just have a little bit of a filter of like,
that's a really good point.
It's just, it's something to think about, but I get it. The fear is real. And it's weird that I don't think about being fearful in public, like when people come and approach me, but I do think about it online. So it's interesting you have the reverse fear, and like, maybe there's a little bit of healthy fear we both should tap into.
Yeah. And think about, I also, like there's this one woman who always is sending me like reels about activities to do with your kids, and she's just trying to be involved. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever met you in person, lady. Like, this is a little strange. Boundaries, boundaries. And maybe you're right. Maybe I need to reconsider how much I share of Kaya.
I get it though. I get the pride, especially when you fought so hard to have this beautiful little girl. And she is so the love of your life. You know, it's hard. It's a delicate balance, and it's hard to find that it's every mom's comfort level, you know, but it's something I'm personally struggling with. So I wondered if you were too.
No, I am. And I also see influencers sharing videos with their kids all the time, you know, doing dances or whatever it is.
Right.
And their kids are, you know, 5 and 6. And I'm like, I don't think I'll ever do that when she's 5 or 6, but they've made their whole entire business around their children.
Right. And that it is a source of income.
Right.
You know, and it's the way they provide for their family. So it's like, how do you find that delicate balance? But it's tough.
Yes. Food for thought. Anyways.
Yes.
What do you have?
Well, I'll make mine brief. And I don't mean to always talk about vomit, but for some reason, puking is so prevalent in our household right now. Dylan, for the first time ever, like when she was little, she was a big spitter upper. Like, she was always spitting up, and it was kind of epic. I think she'd be on the more, you know, gassy side. Talk about things that she probably will hate that I shared when she's an adult. But last night, Dylan had her first ever real adult puke sesh in the middle of the night. We had no idea because she didn't cry out. But when I looked back at her Nanit camera, she was in there like sleeping in it. And so when I went in this morning, she was like in the corner crying. It was all over her stuffed animals, her mattress, everything. I felt terrible. And today, Andrew and I had like very, very jam-packed days. So I'm currently filming in bed because we have someone coming to install, like, we have all kinds of house stuff happening today. Andrew has all kinds of meetings, but we didn't want to take her to daycare. We wanted her here with us. So it's like, we're doing the parenting juggling act today. And I had planned while she was at daycare to do all kinds of baby prep stuff for baby two, because that date is coming fast. And like I said before, I just don't feel like I've done any of the things. So typical parenting, everything's getting adjusted, but she seems okay. So I think it's fine, but God, a sad first. I could have done without it.
Yeah. When a baby is sick, it's the most heartbreaking, heart-wrenching. So little you can do. They can't communicate. It's just like a hard moment. And so my heart goes out to you. There's nothing you could have done.
I know.
You're beating yourself up about it this morning. Hallie and I always text. And yeah, there's no reason to beat yourself up. She's going to be okay.
Yeah. If anyone has tips, I went into our secret Between Us Moms Facebook group and was asking for all the tips. And of course, you guys are wonderful and we're swooping in with all the things. So you guys join that group because it really is such a wonderful community already. Like the amount of responses that we get to questions that we have in this momming journey and just the love and support has been really, really great. But yeah, we've been doing all the things to hydrate her, and thank you guys for the tips. So she's fine. Everything's fine. But, you know, of course, I'm like stripping myself naked as fast as possible to get in the bath with her. Andrew's stripping the bed. It smells horrific. It was a scene. And then on top of that, I got a bloody nose, which I have no idea what that was about. So we woke up and chose violence today, but everything is fine. We're fine. We're getting through.
Little by little. Yeah. I'm glad that she's feeling okay. Are you guys doing Pedialyte? Is that watered down?
That was a tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently Pedialyte also does popsicles. We haven't done that yet. I gave her some coconut water, which I have on hand for me and all my travels, but you know, she's doing okay. Poor little peanut. I know. I feel so bad.
Give her a giant.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hug.
I will.
All right, guys, it is time to talk about the tea.
Let's do it.
This story, I really love this story. So Hallie Bailey is opening up about her severe postpartum depression after welcoming son Halo last year, of course, with her boyfriend rapper DDG. She went to Snapchat and then later shared that video on Instagram and said, quote, "I have severe postpartum, and I don't know if any new moms can relate, but it's to the point where it's really bad, and it's hard for me to be separated from my baby for more than 30 minutes at a time before I start to kind of freak out. Halo is a miracle. He is perfect. He is beautiful. When I look at him, I cry because of how special he is. The only thing that's been hard for me is feeling normal in my own body. I feel like a completely different person when I look in the mirror. I just feel like I'm in a whole new body, like I don't know who I am." She also said it's been difficult dealing with her postpartum depression, and she feels like there's a stigma against discussing depression in general. And then she also wanted to emphasize that her depression had nothing to do with her son. When you hear that, I'm curious what your thoughts are.
You know, I'm somebody who historically I've struggled with anxiety and depression. I've been medicated on and off since I was a teenager. And I was really worried when I had Dylan and when I was pregnant that I might have postpartum depression just because I'm prone to it. Mm-hmm. And so many of my friends, women who have never struggled with depression, never had anxiety, my happiest of happy friends really went through it and experienced that for the first time. And it's, I've witnessed it and it is very real and very common. And so I thought I was going to get postpartum depression. I did not. Thank you, God. But what did happen for me was 7 months, 7.5 to 8 months after I gave birth, I had what's called delayed postpartum anxiety. Mm-hmm. And it was so bad that I would be in bed at night, racing thoughts. My body was shaking so bad that Andrew would have to hold me to like kind of thunder blanket me to get me to stop shaking. And I couldn't eat. Like I would force myself to have a banana. And that made me feel like I was going to throw up. It's just like racing thoughts, racing worries. And it was terrible. And I'm so proud of her for talking about it and talking about it while she's going through it, because a lot of times people wait until they're on the other side, but here she is like in real time saying, I'm struggling. And I think that that's really powerful because people can rally around you and support you.
Yeah.
But I know you had your own experience.
Yeah. So first I want to say, I'm so glad you shared. And I feel like that's why we started this podcast. And I love that Hallie was so open about her experience, because we always say we need more people with big platforms to share.
Yeah.
It's so important to really open up that conversation. And so like you, like some of your friends, I was never someone who had a lot of depression in my life, you know? And then after I welcomed Kaya, I honestly had the exact feeling that Hallie Bailey wrote out, where she said, I feel like a completely different person. I feel like I'm in a whole new body. I don't know who I am. And that is exactly how I felt. And it had nothing to do with Kaya. Like I loved Kaya, but yeah, when I looked in the mirror and I think I was going through, like, there's a lot of changes that happen to you mentally and physically when you're pregnant and when you're postpartum. And I honestly did, you know, question like, who am I? Like, what am I? What is my life? You don't recognize your body. And it was really, really hard for me. And I did call the doctor and I was like, I said those exact words, like, I don't know who I am. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to like say that out loud. And so for her to even share that on such a public platform, and she has such a public following, I'm so glad that she said that. Cause yeah, postpartum is hard and it hits everybody different. And some people don't experience it. A lot of my friends, like you said, and a lot of my family members, they did all experience it. And I think the more we talk about it, the more it can be normalized. And I think it's the drop in hormones that really, really affects us all so differently. And especially for me, my birth, and I've talked about this before, it just wasn't what I wanted it to be. And I don't know if that contributed to it. And I was just so tired after laboring for so long and then having to go into a C-section that I just don't know if I ever was able to like even catch up on rest. And those first few weeks, like you're just up, like you're up constantly. So I don't know if that was part of it. I honestly don't know. But all that to say, if you or someone you know is struggling, please reach out for help and know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, everyone's journey is so different, but I think the more we talk about it, the better.
Yeah. And also I want to say, the quicker you act, the better. Like, yeah. Don't wait until it gets really bad. Like, I know a lot of women and a lot of my friends who are like, oh, these are just baby blues. People talk about baby blues, and that's a little bit different than postpartum depression. That's part of like the being exhausted and all of that. But don't wait until it gets really bad. And what I did is I told my people who know me best, some of my best friends, my mom, my sister, my husband, I said, if you guys sense that I'm struggling and I'm not saying it, you need to say it to me. Like, don't let it, you know, have people that you trust, who know you and know your heart and will know if you're having a hard time, give them permission to say to you, you need to talk to your doctor, and do it before you give birth. I think that's a really good just preventative plan.
Totally. Totally. I will say, and I don't know about you, but in the hospital, the day we were leaving, the doctors kind of came up and they were like, you know, if you're feeling any sort of way, here's this information. It's totally normal. And even in them handing me that information, I like cried.
Yeah. Oh, Katie, I've thought about this so much. Our poor mothers, or even just like people who are 10 years older than us, didn't have the same sort of advocacy that we do. Like, the nurses from Cedars-Sinai Hospital called me every day for the first 10 days postpartum to check in on me. There wasn't a single question about the baby. It was, how are you? And it was, you know, just making sure that I was okay. And I know that that's a very privileged postpartum experience. Cedars is one of the best hospitals in the world. But that is something that our moms didn't have. No one talked about postpartum depression. So like, it's never been safer to talk about it. And I'm so glad people are doing it.
Yeah, me too.
Another woman who's coming forward talking about her pregnancy experience. And again, what a difference a few years makes. Padma Lakshmi opens up in a new profile for The New Yorker about the media scrutiny that she received in 2010 surrounding the paternity of her daughter. When I think about 2010 tabloids, I'm like, we were disgusting.
Literally. I can't, I mean, every single cover at that time was about like anorexia and body shaming and shaming women for a multitude of things. Yeah.
Wild, wild, wild season. So she says in this profile, it was just about as horrible as is possible to be. I mean, talk about slut shaming. So a few years earlier, she actually went through a very public divorce from writer Salman Rushdie. They, when they became a couple, there was a 23-year age gap between them, and he had divorced his third wife shortly after meeting her. So they were very much targets of the tabloids. She said, what the tabloids never said was the truth. We really loved each other. I think I'm now at peace with it. I wasn't at peace with it for a long time. I felt that the narrative of my life had been stolen from me because of who I was standing next to. So they were married from 2004 to 2007. And then she got together with her, the father of her daughter. But there was a lot of speculation about her daughter's paternity. And a lot of people were talking about it because it bumped up, you know, what is he really the baby daddy? And like, I just am so glad that there have been some improvement in the media and the lines that we're not willing to cross anymore.
And kind of like what we were talking about earlier is, imagine everything she was already going through and then to have to read this stuff about yourself and then imagine having to explain all of it to your daughter one day, right? And it's not like it owes us anything. And while I do think it's gotten better, I often think about Mindy Kaling and January Jones.
Oh my God.
Ever revealed the paternity of their kids. And I do think people are always wondering, and it's like, they don't owe us that. We don't know if they used a sperm donor, if they, like, we just don't know what the story is. Like, we don't know at all.
They have their reason, and they don't have to share their reason for keeping the father identity private.
So when they want to tell their kids, or if they've told their kids, I just think that that's their business. And us to be such prying people, all these magazines do like perpetuate that. While it has gotten better, I still think it's still out there a little bit. Like, every headline about Mindy Kaling talking about her kid, or anytime she's out with BJ Novak, I just feel like there's still that random question that these magazines and these like tabloidy entertainment sites kind of put out there a little bit.
I think you're right. I do think we've improved. What I think is the problem now is social media, like the TikTok detectives who want to break down all the details of who, what, when, where, why, and they want to speculate like crazy about stuff. It then feeds into the media's, you know, it's like, here's what people are interested in. So here's what we're going to talk about. So while I do think we've gotten better, I think social media
has gotten worse in a weird way.
So I think we as people have a lot of work to do just on
yeah
giving people a little privacy. But I mean, you and I were deep in the Kate Middleton of it all, so I guess we're guilty too, you know. Yeah,
I know
it's human nature, but I guess we got work to do, I guess.
Yeah, well, let's get into OMG of the week.
Oh my god,
this story really gave me a laugh. So there's a mom on TikTok who's defending her idea that guests bring $5 for her kid's first birthday in lieu of a gift. Why? To fund her backyard renovation. It started when Rachel Gibbs shared what's on the agenda of her daughter's upcoming first birthday. She prefaced it by saying that it might seem unusual. Quote, "We will not be serving a meal. Please eat breakfast before you come. We're not doing games. I'm not spending money on this." She added that the party will be starting at 9:30 a.m. And she says, quote, "I specifically very clearly put on the invitations, please do not bring gifts. Instead," she said, "if you feel inclined to bring something, consider $5. Because we're trying to remodel, like redo our backyard. We need to resod. Our backyard is a train wreck."
It's so good.
So many feelings about this.
It's honestly so good.
It's just, you can't make this stuff up. Also, I applaud the honesty.
Right.
Like, I wish we could all be so honest. And in a weird way, isn't $5 better than a $20 or $30 gift the kid is going to play with a few times?
Before, for sure.
You know, they stop playing with it. And then I also think, so it's funny because our backyard is currently being resodded. It's expensive. Do I think there's maybe like a better way? Is it politically correct? No, it's not politically correct. But, you know, inflation's high and times are hard. And do we really need 20 gifts, you know, these toys from Amazon or whatever it is? I don't know. I have a lot of about this. I was highly entertained by this video.
I just love that she's like, "We're not going to feed you. Just come and give us $5. You know what? You might as well just say, here's a GoFundMe. I need a new backyard. Or just say, like, my daughter's about to walk. She's 1 year old. We would love to have a great backyard for her. So instead of gifts, you know."
Right. In the way
it's all about how you angle it, you know, like there's a way to angle it where it's a little more graceful than, "Hey, yo, eat something before you come here at 9:30.
That's right.
The audacity. It's just like she can't even provide a bagel. I love it.
I know.
But you know what? That's... house renovation, I'm in it too. It is expensive as hell. And so I honestly admire the honesty.
Yeah, I know.
It's can't like, hate on it.
Yeah, what's not to admire about it? Also, a first birthday, let's be honest, is more for you than it is for the kid.
100%.
I'm planning Kaya's right now, and I am fully aware that she will probably have no recollection of this day. But for me, it's like I want to have photo memories to show her one day.
Yes.
That's what it's for.
Katie, remember when I threw a wedding for Dylan's first birthday? There was a literal petting zoo and ponies that walked up and down the street with kids on it. Did she ride a pony? No.
You're my hero, though.
That day I was so embarrassed. I was like, this was fully for me. This was not for Dylan. So.
I mean, I get it. And honestly, in a weird way, it's better that she's saying up front, I'm not here to spend oodles amounts of dollars. Because I'm working on my backyard. And so the story is consistent, if anything.
Right. It's not like she's spending $1 million on this party and then asking you to chip in for her backyard.
Right. And for your bagel.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On your mimosa.
Yes, yes. So from that mama that we kind of sort of love to another mom we love, this week we're shouting out Rumor Willis. She posted some bikini pictures on Instagram recently and said she's leaning into her mama curves in the jungle. She said, "It's been a journey of continuous curiosity and growth to see how much room and acceptance I can give my body as it continues to shift and transform after birthing a little human. I hope to continue feeling in my loving of myself in all the many shapes and sizes it will come in so I can show my daughter what unconditional self-love and acceptance looks like." Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it so much. Again, I think the more we can, I mean, let's be real. She looks incredible. Like, my body has never looked as good as hers does in these pictures. So what's not to love? But I think the message is right. Like, I think we need to show our children by example what self-love looks like. And you and I are both moms of two girls. And I think it's so important. And we talked about this before. Like, I stopped putting filters on anything because I was like, I don't ever want her to think that I think I'm not good enough
right.
the way I am.
Right.
I know. How do you feel about this?
I feel the same in the same way that I felt about Kourtney Kardashian not too long ago. I think the more people with platforms talk about this, the better. I do think Rumor looks amazing. I don't know why, but I also am thinking about, I can't imagine having a child and then they're your own parent going through something so gravely challenging and difficult as her own dad and feeling like you're, and also, you know, I don't know exactly what Bruce Willis, like how that's affecting her parenting, but I just can't imagine having that on the back of your mind and knowing your parent is going through something and then also trying to be a good mom and a good role model and all this stuff. So I feel for the Willis family in that regard, but I think we need more of this. I think we need more sharing, more honesty, unfiltered moments. And I think like you, I really want to watch how I talk about myself in front of my kids. And the other day, Jason gave me a compliment and I was like, no, it doesn't. I forget what he said. And he's like, you need to watch that because Kaya is going to pick up on that. And he's so right. Like, we can't be so hard on ourselves.
Yeah. It's time to break cycles. And I think I remember saying before you had Kaya, how Dylan would look at herself in the mirror and smile. It was like this milestone she hit where she would see herself and smile. Now when she watches videos of herself, she looks and she goes, "Dilly," and she smiles and she laughs. I never want that to go away. I want her image of herself to always be beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm smart. I'm capable.
Yeah.
I'm perfect the way God made me.
Yeah.
So I love this, Rumor. Thank you for, you know, doing the Lord's work here. It's not always easy to love our bodies when we are postpartum, but, you know, show off that bod, girl.
Yeah.
And I think that's it for today's show. We're so grateful you guys are spending your time with us, that you keep coming back. Again, please join our Facebook group, Between Us Moms. We are loving that community. It is swiftly growing. And invite your friends. Invite them to listen.
Please do. Yeah. And remember, motherhood is a sisterhood. And we'll see you back here
every Tuesday, every Friday for new 30-minute episodes.